sick.
Oh. So
that, I don't have a fever, so I'm not contagious, so you're good.
You guys have like a cold going around?
Food poisoning.
Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry.
Well, we just talked to Jed. What do you guys maybe envision his role coming in here? And how quickly do you think he can maybe get up to speed for you?
Well, hopefully Jed, in his mind, has built a time frame from opening day back. You know, we'd definitely like to see him ready for opening day, but we understand that, you know, in terms of baseball activity and you know, workload, we're going to take it day by day.
So, he's obviously out here taking some grounders at first base, but said he's asked you guys to keep an open mind for second base. What do you sort of see him coming in as, at least to start with?
Well, obviously, we're going to keep an open mind on a lot of things. I mean, he's played third base as well. He's played shortstop. He's played all over the field. So the versatility, again, is something, you know, if Jed feels he's healthy and moving well, obviously we'll definitely have an open mind, and we want to use Jed in a way that makes us a better team.
You encouraged in getting him off from some of his bounce back offensive numbers and even some of those statistics. He was just talking about how he was a quote unquote unlucky hitter, but the lack of chase, you know, wasn't chasing balls and was barreling up.
And Jed's always had a good discipline for the strike zone. You know, in terms of being unlucky, we're all unlucky at some point in our long tenured careers. I was pretty unlucky in 17 years. So, you know, his consistent contact, consistent barrel, you know, I think it provides these guys, and his approach. You know, he's a professional hitter, and so all these hitters that are here will benefit from him being around and talking hitting.
Did Piscotty get at bats?
He did. He did. He got a few at bats yesterday. He, have you talked to Steven?
Briefly.
So he just felt great. You know, it was great to be out there for him. You know, we're going to discuss. I haven't spoken to him this morning, so I can't talk about his day today. But he texted me last night just saying he was really excited to be out there.
What have been your early impressions of Pache?
Well, he's an exciting player. He plays center field very similarly to Andrew Jones. I haven't seen enough of him yet, but he does play a shallow center field, and he can go back and get baseballs. In terms of his at-bats and approach, he's working continually with our hitting coaches. You know, he's obviously has power, and we're, you know, at this point, evaluating the whole approach, the whole hitting aspect right now.
What, when you watch a young player come to your club, even like when you watch it from afar, just the way he interacts in the clubhouse, or just seeing the way he's doing things in the cage or on the field, what are the things that you're looking for that at least give you the idea this guy's got the right foundation, and now let's see where it goes from there?
Well, I mean, one of the things, he's got a great attitude. So, you know, I talk a lot about that, like staying positive, having a good attitude and work ethic, right? So attitude and effort are two big components for me, and watching how they go about their day. You know, performance on the field is just a difficult game. So I try to stay away from just the strict result as opposed to the at-bat, the quality of the at-bat, the amount of pitches guys see, you know, how they approach their position. You know, everybody's going to make an error. You know, how was that error made? Were they prepared before the play happened? So for his standpoint, he's in there talking to the right guys. He's surrounding himself with the right, you know, veteran leadership. But anyone in that clubhouse, all these guys, the whole roster up and down is, you know, I think starting to find their culture and find each other.
When you mention Andrew Jones, you say in part because of positioning, do you let the player play the way he plays until you see that maybe it's not working, and then you make the suggestion? You're so astute with your defensive play out there and routes and whatnot.
Yeah, right now, I mean, obviously there's so much data in the game in terms of depth and, you know, route efficiency, sprints, burst speed. So that'll all be taken into consideration when we evaluate, you know, whether he's supposed to make that play or the depth that he does play. It'll all be taken into account.
And Eric Thames, he'd had the Achilles last year. Do you think he's moving pretty well now?
Yeah, I think Eric, if you asked Eric, I think he feels like he's moving well. You know, he obviously went through mini camp, which gave him a little bit of a head start, which I think he benefited from, and just getting his legs underneath him.
Given the little bit of the outfield situation, I mean, does Pache have a chance to break with you guys, to open with you guys, or is that still...
We're still evaluating that. I think that the outfield, you know, right now with obviously Laureano being suspended, missing the first 27 games, and seeing where Steven is on a day-to-day basis, there's opportunity in the outfield for some guys.
And then just really briefly, Lou pitched again yesterday. How have you just evaluated sort of his first few innings?
Yeah, I'm not worried about Lou. I like it.
He said he's talked to you about, when we first asked you about closer, he said it was too early to say anything. He said he's talked to you about it, and his understanding is he'll be going in as a closer. Is that your
Matt. We're going to build this bullpen so that we can get the most efficient 27 outs there are. You know, I think I'll continue to talk to Lou and myself and David and Billy, and we kind of put this roster together. We'll try to identify roles. But right now, I mean, you know, he obviously has the most experience, I think, on the roster in closing games. So it seems like he would be ahead of the curve for the most.
How do you look at the last week and a half with Ramon, knowing that he's missing a month? And you're still you may need at bats from other guys that you think might make the club at the beginning. Does he?
Yeah, we're going to keep Ramon in the culture. He's an important part of the team when he comes back. He will go to the minor league games and get at bats as well when there's not an opportunity to go here and play.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the
part. Thank you.
Me too. Yeah, I'm going to go.